problems in job, you know, anyway, other people jealous, or other people that, you know, they are jealous, other people, they are jealous to you and they try to kick you out, sack you out, or whatever, all these things. They don't like you because, yeah, you know, all these things, there is, say, shortcomings or self-cherishings that are caused by self-cherishing. So basically the same expression what I, as I explained to the other one before. So like that. So like this. So the not only you see not only creating so much a relationship problem due to unable to control the desire and unable to control the self-cherishing thought, you see, not only that, then that whom one trust or whom one the friend as the companion or friend whom you rely on or how you say whom you want to be to live together, you know, want to be harmonious and just live together, however, then change their mind and leave you. They give up, they abandon you. However, all those things. So, as I mentioned already the other day, so those are the result of the slandering, past negative karma, slandering done out of self-cherishing thought. Slandering the karma done by yourself, the other, so other person, the friend or the companion or whatever, they leaving you, say, they give up, they leave you, you know, split from you. Due to what's on it, karma, slandering in the past, out of self-cherishing thought, so as well as sessions conduct in the past life, then out of self-cherishing thought, they begin to get karma. So all this unhappiness related to what makes you unhappy is related to present self-cherishing thought and related to the past self-cherishing, past life self-cherishing thought, who committed those made karmas. So therefore, all the problems what we normally experience, they came from self-cherishing thought, caught by the self-cherishing thought like that. So, so those normal problems that we always see in TV, that we always hear, and oneself also experiences, have been experiencing. So, there are shortcomings of self-cherishing thought, caused by self-cherishing thought. So now, even one day, what makes life empty? What makes one's life empty is by self-cherishing thought. 24 hours, our activity, what does not allow to become cause to achieve? 24 hours, our activity, what does not allow to become cause to achieve enlightenment? It's by ego. Because the ego is abiding there, so therefore, no place for bodhicitta. You see? So, the altruistic mind to achieve enlightenment, thought of cherishing other sentiments, you see, no place for that. So then, 24 hours, our activity, you see, did not become cause to achieve enlightenment. So like this, so therefore, 24 hours of our life, 24 hours once our life is wasted. So it did not become meaningful. It became meaningless because it did not become cause to achieve enlightenment. So then, not only that, the 24 hours of our activity did not become even the cause to achieve liberation from samsara, because due to self-cherishing thought, the attachment to some samsaric perfection, the samsaric the samsaric is a pleasure. So 24 activities, you see, So therefore, there's no attitude of renunciation, you see, samsara. So the attitude, the desire, you see, clinging to samsara, samsara, happiness, you see. So therefore, the 24-hour activities did not become cause to achieve liberation from samsara. Then, so therefore, become meaningless. Also, but because they do not become cause to achieve liberation from samsara, our 24 hours activities. So, our the 24 hours of life become meaningless. The activities become meaningless. Not only that, then our 24 hours activity, you see, did not become even to say achieve happiness of future lives. Did not become cause to achieve even the happiness of future lives. Why? Because of the due to self-cherishing thought, then desire arises, clinging attachment, clinging to this life, seeking the happiness of this life. And so due to that, that's the attitude. So the 24 hours of activity, even one try to meditate, even one does meditation, chanting mantras, you know, and doing meditation, even those things are done, what appears to be dharma, spiritual, or making charity, giving things to others, making charity, which appear to be a spiritual good action. However, since the attitude is that, you know, the attachment clinging to this life, so therefore, once on 24 hours activity, even that did not become cause to achieve even the happiness of future lives, because they did not become dharma. The 24 hours of activity did not become dharma. Because that attitude is the worldly dharma, is non-virtual thought, the attachment clinging to this life. So like this. At the 24 hours of life, become, you see, totally empty. Not only totally empty, which is meaningless. Not only that, but because 24 hours, the attitude of 24 hours activity is not dharma, did not become dharma. So the 24 hours activity did not become dharma. Because attitude is not dharma, so 24 hours activity did not become dharma. So non-virtue. So all become non-virtue. So like that. So therefore the ego makes our 24 hours of our life totally meaningless or empty. Not only that, but all the actions of non-virtue, cause of suffering, cause of the lower realms, like that. So therefore now the I, this self-cherishing thought is to be abandoned, to be renounced, without delay, even a second. What is called I? This is to let go forever. To let go forever. Because cherishing these open the door for all the problems, all the obstacles. So now, bodhicitta is bodhicitta is is the source of all the success, happiness, yours and all other sentient beings. Your bodhicitta brings all the happiness after enlightenment to you. It completes all your works. She sees all the, you know, departments and the gross, subtle, and complete the works for others, complete all the realizations. Your bodhicitta, you're the one person bodhicitta. If you have that, then you causes all the sentient beings, gives happiness to this life, causes them happiness of all the kind of future lives, and causes them the liberation, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, and full enlightenment. You're the one person, if you're bodhicitta, you're the one person, bodhicitta, causes all this happiness towards numberless other sentient beings. The numberless hell beings, you see, liberated from all the suffering, oceans of samsara suffering, and bring up to enlightenment. Bring to enlightenment. Cause them all the happiness. Your bodhicitta causes the numberless hungry ghosts, the freedom from all the oceans from self-suffering, and bring them to enlightenment. Besides all the happiness. Your bodhicitta liberates numberless animals from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment, causes all the other happiness. Your bodhicitta causes numberless human beings to be free from oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. This is all other happiness. Your bodhicitta causes numberless suras, asuras to be free from all the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. Your bodhicitta causes the numberless intermediate beings free from all the suffering caused, bring them to enlightenment. So, normally I say, when you think about animals, you just think of the fish, the number of the fish in the ocean. One leg or one river, you see. without talking about the ocean, just one small place, you see, how much fish there is, tiny ones, just the fish. And we don't talk about other animals, just the fish, that type of animal, just fish. There's an uncountable number. So if you think just one place, if you have bodhicitta, then you liberate those numberless fish, one lake or one just river, you play so many fish, you liberate all those from oceans of samsara suffering, bring them to enlightenment. That's how it's fantastic, how that unbelievable, you see. Then you think all the fish in the ocean, all the fish that in any universe, liberate them from oceans of samsara suffering, bring them to enlightenment. How that is, just that. You don't think any other sentient being, don't think all the other animals, just the fish. How that is fantastic. If you think just the ants, if you're bodhicitta, you liberate numberless ants, even just one mountain, ants that one mountain, living on one mountain, or living on living on, you see, one spot, one field, one spot, one, how many unbelievable number of ants there, it's one on one field, you see, one, small area, you see, how many there, this evening one at spot, rock or something, so what is nest of the ants, you see, unbelievable number, you know. Thousand. So your bodhicitta, if you are bodhicitta, if your bodhicitta liberate them, all those from oceans of samsara suffering, bring it to enlightenment. How wonderful is that? How incredible is that? What you can see, what you can do, you know, with your bodhicitta, if you have bodhicitta. So therefore now, then you now you think all the ants that in all the universe, not all this, but in all the universes, you are able to liberate from the ocean samsara suffering, bring them to enlightenment. How that is. How wonderful that is. How that is. So now, here we are talking about numberless helpings, numberless sangha, numberless animals, numberless sura, asura, numberless human beings, all the numberless sentient beings, liberating them from ocean samsara suffering, bring them to enlightenment. So that then, that is, you see, I mean, that is something I said, beyond, say, you see, even when we think just one type of worm, just one type of worms, you see, uncountable number, you know, just to liberate the information from bring the thing up is incredible. So therefore all day happiness, you know. They get all their happiness after enlightenment, they get from you, from your bodhicitta. You see? So that's up to you. That you're responsible. All the happiness, what they get after enlightenment, you see, comes from your bodhicitta. So that's your responsible. You see? So therefore, now, to generate bodhicitta, the good heart, you see, how crucial. How urgent it is, emergency it is, you know, how urgent it is. Say, can't wait, you know, can't delay even 1 second. You can't wait, can't delay even for 1 second, you know, can't delay for 1 second to have this bodhicitta realization, you see. So all the numberless sentiments, their happiness afterwards, which comes from your bodhicitta, depend to you. You see? So can't wait. So this bodhicitta, how crucial it is, can't wait, you know, even to have this realization, can't wait even for 1 second. You see? So because so unbearable, you know, that sentient beings are suffering, you know, that they're suffering, so unbearable. So like that, you see. So now next thing is that, all the happiness come from bodhicitta, all your happiness, all other symptoms, happiness come from bodhicitta. So now, all my past, present, future, all the happiness, you know, came from my good karma. Think that. My good karma is the action of Buddha. That is working within the symptoms, mind, within my mind. There are two types of action of Buddha. That is the one possessed by Buddha's his own mind, you know, Buddha's mind. Then one is within us, something makes metal continuum. So this is the action of Buddha. The ones from good karmas is the action of Buddha. Buddha came from Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came from root, the great compassion. Bodhicitta came from root, great compassion. So the great compassion, how it happened? Yeah, you see, that happened. So now here, from this you can understand. So now you see, Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta. So now you can, from this explanation you can understand. You see, all your happiness and all sentiments happiness came from Bodhicitta. So now it's clear here, you see. From bodhicitta. All the happiness, every single comfort, that ones that you experience, you know. Past, present, future, all the happiness come from bodhicitta. So now the bodhicitta came from great compassion. But the great compassion is generated by depending on the existing suffering sentient beings. The great compassion generated depending on existing suffering sentient beings. So great compassion is generated due to the kindness of the suffering sentient beings. Generating great compassion happened because of it happened by the kindness of this suffering, obscurity, and sentient beings. So now you can see. So therefore, now, from where? Now here the point is, from where all my past, present, future, all the happiness came from the sentient beings. Now you see, came from the sentient beings. Sentient beings. So that means every sentient being. Not only the friend, you leave out the enemy and the friend, not like that. You know? All your past, present, future happiness, including enlightenment, realizations, enlightenment, everything you receive by kindness of every single obscured suffering sentient beings. So that includes also the enemy, person who abused you, the person who criticized you, doesn't love you or say that. So including that person. So all the happiness, past, present, future, all the happiness was received also from this person that you call enemy. Or who abuse you, temple. Because compassion from where bodhicitta came, that generated by depending on the existence of that suffering sentient being. You see, the compassion, because great compassion is it has to cover all the sentient beings. You see, great compassion has to cover compassion that you see. Feel unbearable the sentient beings who are obscured in suffering. Covers all the sentient beings. And then wanting to free them from the suffering causes by oneself. That's great compassion. So, you see, without leaving any sentient being, without exception, without leaving out any sentient being. So therefore, all your three-time happiness came from this person who also abused you, who angry to you. So therefore, this person is the most kind, most precious one in one's life. Like that, all the rest of the sentient beings, every human being. Every animal, every helping, every sentient being is most precious, most kind of in one's life. Most kind, most precious in one's life. Everybody, everyone. So, including here, that person next to you, up around, front, back, so here, you know, starting from here. Most kind, most precious one in your life. In one's life. So, therefore, now, in my life, there's nobody to cherish other than the sentient beings. Except only sentient beings. There's nobody for me to cherish except only the sentient beings. in my life, there's nobody to work for. There's nobody to work for except only the other sentient beings. I have no purpose to work for except only for other sentient beings. other than working works other than that is meaningless. You see, no meaning, no sense. So now, what the sentient being want is happiness. What they do not want is suffering. So therefore, you see, must free them from all the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. Bang has said alone. 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 There is no other means to do that except myself, first myself to each other. I think it's dinner time. I think beyond from dinner time, I think. Looks like beyond from dinner time. So anyway, I think the motivation is for dinner. Okay. Maybe not only for dinner. I thought the motivation is only for dinner. Maybe not quite. Anyway. For that reason, then I'm going to listen to teaching Lambrim and oral transmission of the Diamond Cut Sutra. For the benefit of all my kind mothers and friends. So the nidkama, that which is nidkama of stealing, which is completed one, which is the base, thought, action, goal. If these are all the four, then goal, as I mentioned before, during the passive time, whenever you think that I got it, whenever you possess your mind, you think it's mine, whenever you think that, I got it, whenever you think it's mine, then the goal, you see, at that time, then stealing is completed. That's the goal. So, for example, you borrow a book from somebody, borrowed in a long time ago, book was ungiven by other person. So it has to be that. So other person didn't give up. Then you think, now this is mine. I got it. Possessed by yourself. So then that time, stealing. That time didn't become stealing, even though before it's borrowed. So however, they completely need to come out of stealing. Then you see the four suffering results. One has to experience that driving as better result, rebirth in the lower realm, hell was animal realm, one of those. Then three suffering results one has to experience when later, after some time, one gets reborn in the human realm. The possessed result, that is the place where you're born, where you live, the crops and the fruit, and those enjoyments, very little, very scarcity crops or fruit or this is the end of this, which are enjoyments, very scarcity, very little. Then, like even before, plenty, but now it's very little. See, those changes, result of possessive result of the karma stealing. They don't, or you plant, but they don't grow. Then those, you see, and those things. Even they grow, you see, but the fruit or the, you know, for example, a fruit, it changed, it become rotten or it becomes, you know, it's uneatable, see, things like that. Then, a lot of obstacles the experiencing, like those countries, Africa, like that, or many places happening, you know. So, the weather problem, you know, weather problem, and it destroys the crops, you see. Some kind of say, cold and anyway, that makes like sorghum, potatoes like that, you see, which is the main crop in sorghum place. So when this happens, temper in some country with weather cold with then the say it kind of it harms them to develop, you see. Then too much rain destroys the crops, you see. Then you see the fruits or crops, become dry, you know, the fruits become dry, you see. Then eaten by, you see, become non-existent. You know, you can't enjoy, you see, eaten by insects or animals or things like that. So in New Zealand, one of the time when I was there, you see, there's so much rabbit, you know, unbelievable number of rabbit, you know, cover the whole mountain or cover the whole mountain or something. So many rabbit, I think rabbit, yeah. So this is due to karma of the people. So what the government or the, you know, their idea is to kill all these rabbits. So you see, now here, you see, it doesn't change anything in the karma. Their karma, crops eaten by the forest, you see, crops eaten by rabbits, you see. That karma, what they questioned, you see, before, killing the rabbits, that doesn't change the past nature karma, doesn't purify the past nature karma. Which they create more, they create additional nature karma which by killing the rabbits. If that's what's happening. You see, creating extra nature karma, you know, which suffering result they have to experience later, this life or future lives, you see. So they have to, if they don't want the rabbits to eat the crops, they have to deal with the karma. They have to deal with the past karma, you see. They have to purify that, you see. That's the solution, you see. To not experience animal like that problem, so they have to purify the karma. And instead of purifying karma, create extra karma, you know, to experience a different, other sufferings, you see, later. You see. So it's just that. So it's, lack of understanding, due to educational karma, due to not having said, lack of education of karma, lack of correct understanding of cause of happiness and cause of suffering, and lack of the correct education of that. So that how all those problems are coming from the mind. So without lack of that, you see. So therefore, Therefore, their solution is only, you know, you're creating another problem. That's it. So it doesn't. So then that karma is not purified. So then more rabbits, the rabbits will come continuously, you see, to eat. You know, then they keep on killing. That's what happens. That way we'll solve the problem, you see, which they think is solving the problem. Something like that. As long as the karma is not purified, rabbits, you see, they'll be continually rabbit. You know, how many, no matter how many they kill. Then you can think of this question. When did the rabbit start in this world? So there, so see, rabbit, you know, coming to eat crops, however, you know, that kind of connection to the people. So when did the rabbit start in this world? So there, you see, there is karma for that. There's a karma. You know, there's a karma there, you see, to have a rabbit. So you see, if the people who want to kill the rabbit, thinking as a solution, you know, to protect the crops, you know, to have your enjoyment, then you ask the question, how did the rabbit happen in the first place? What made the rabbit happen? That could be an interesting question to the people who think. To the people who think this is a solution, killing the rabbit, you know, putting that question. Do you know how first rabbit how start? If there's a karma, rabbit will happen. You see, because there was karma to such an animal to shape a body to such. Is it to be born? There's karma created. So that's the rabbit happened. So, you see, so therefore, killing is not a solution. So the seeds, you plant seeds, you know, I mean, say, eaten by worms, those things, you see, and cannot grow. So things like that, you see, or they are burned by fire or things. Then experiencing a result similar to the cause of stealing, then you have poverty, you know. You experience poverty when you're born. Human being, you experience poverty. No means of living, or you have very little. Very difficult to earn a living, you know. And then even you do have, but you have to share with the other people. You don't have complete freedom, you see, things like that. Also, you see, you lose all the time. You lose your things all the time. Your things get stolen by other people. So when our things get stolen, you see, when your things get stolen by others, that is, we have to remember immediately that time I'm experiencing. Experiencing the result. Experiencing result similar to the cause. it is experience which is similar to the cause that you have that you created in the past life, in the past times. Could be, you know. Doesn't have to be only a past life. Everything doesn't have to be a past life. Can be in this life. You know, it can be childhood time, or can be even can be last year, or maybe it can be a few days ago. Sometimes it can be even the same day. So when your things get stolen by others, remember this is the result, one of the result of stealing. The karma of stealing, the experience which is similar to the previous cause. Tibetan called nyowa, you think you do. Experiencing result similar to the cause. Anyway, this is my own translation. then you see, creating results from the cause is then even you see after some time, even when you're born a human being, you do again the same thing, stealing. So you see, some people, you know, even they're punished, even they're put in prison, again they do stealing. Even that person suffered so much in the prison or punished or whatever, but the person does again. So that's, I see, so heavy karma from past life, the habituation, the creating result similar to the cause. Then,